word will give you wisdom for tomorrow. Today, His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider His word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Our program is called Consider His Word because we want you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible, that you might live for Him and grow in Him and walk with Him. And so we consider His Word. Paul said, "Consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things." And so currently we've been studying the New Testament. Today we're going to be in 1 Corinthians. If you want to go ahead and find a Bible and turn over there, we're going to begin in Acts chapter 16. This is going to be kind of our jumping off place, and we're going to consider what God says in His Word today. I believe God has a message for you, that the Bible is relevant for today, and that as we consider His Word, we can understand what God is saying and what God wants for you today. We live in a day when we need the Bible and the Word of God more than ever. And so join us today as we study the Word of God and consider His Word. Now, I want to remind you that we are offering the little prayer journals. We've been offering these for quite a while now, and we've still got a few left. We'd like to get one into your hands. All you got to do is write to us. They're absolutely free. You can contact us in several different ways. You can just email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com, or you can go to the website at considerhisword.org. There at the website, just click on Contact Us, and a page will pop up where you can write to us from there. Most people write to us letters. I'm kind of surprised in all this age of technology that we get so many letters. And so we'd love to hear from you. You can just write to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you, and we'll get these prayer journals out to you just as fast as we can. So today, let's begin in Acts chapter 16, and then we're going to be going over to 1 Corinthians and reading the first part of the chapter there. Remember, Acts 16 said, and this is verse 4 and 5, "And as they went through the cities, they delivered them the decrees for to keep that were ordained of the apostles and elders which were at Jerusalem. And so were the churches established in faith and increased in number daily." Paul and others had gone throughout the region starting these churches. And as the churches grew and as the churches began to expand, many of them developing ministries of their own, they began to run into problems in some cases, and Paul would write to them. These little letters we call epistles. Paul wrote sometimes to correct some of these problems. Sometimes he wrote to encourage the people. When he wrote to the church at Corinth, it was to solve many problems. Corinth was a messed up church. Now, Paul helped start this church. In fact, as he started, this was where he met Aquila and Priscilla. It was started with them and then with some other Romans that were in that area. This was a very Greek kind of a town. There were Romans there. It was a port city, and it was a very wicked city. And in fact, it was a city where It was known for its wickedness and for its sin, and they had let some of this kind of creep into the church a little bit. And so when Paul wrote to them in 1 Corinthians and in 2 Corinthians, he wrote to them two letters. He wrote to correct some of these problems, and he wrote to encourage the people. And it's that encouragement that I want to especially get to. But before we get there, I want to look at some of the problems that they were having there. Let's begin with the introduction. Paul wrote to them. He said, "Paul, called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ through the will of God, and Sosthenes, our brother, unto the church of God, which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, and all there in every place call upon the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, both theirs and ours. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace of God, which is given to you by Jesus Christ, that in everything you're enriched by him in all utterance and in all knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ is confirmed in you, so that ye come behind in no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall also confirm you unto the end, that ye may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom you were called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord." Notice these were believers. Paul said he thanked God for them and for their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and that they were enriched by him, by the grace that had come upon them. And he told them that he wanted to write to confirm them that they would be blameless in the day. Now, there were problems there, and they were many. Probably the biggest problem that we could talk about is simply this, that this was a carnal church. Now, I need to explain what I mean by carnal. The best definition of carnal I know is this, is people who are Christians but don't act like it. People who are saved but act and live like they're not saved. And this describes much of what was going on at Corinth and some of the issues that they were dealing with there. For one thing, this was a divided church. I want to go over to 1 Corinthians 3. He speaks of this a little bit and speaks of some of the issues and some of the things going through there. And we're going to go through these quickly. In chapter 3, he said, "And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto you were not able to bear it, neither yet now are you able. For ye are yet carnal. For whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, are ye not carnal and walk as men? For while one saith, I'm of Paul, and another, I'm Apollos, are ye not carnal?" Notice several times he called them carnal. And he called them carnal because of how they were living. For one thing, this church was divided. He said, some say I'm of Apollos, and another of somebody else, and somebody says I'm of Paul. And the church was divided. These were Bible teachers that they were there, and they had committed themselves or were following each of these teachers. And this was a church that was divided. I knew a church that was like this once, where it was a big church, and they had several associate pastors. And one day, the pastor resigned, the lead pastor resigned. And that church divided among these three associate pastors. And it was rough going there for a while. People would express their loyalty and who they wanted to be pastor. And truth was, it is none of them turned out to be the pastor. It was probably a good thing. This church had let sin creep into the church. You go over to chapter 5. He said, "It is reported commonly that there is fornication among you, and such fornication is not so much as named among the Gentiles, that one should have his father's wife." Now, I don't want to get into all the details of this. You can read it, and you can read this chapter for yourself, but just know this, that they had let sin creep into the church. And it was probably because, partly because, and I'm not making excuses for them, but it was possibly because of the place that they lived, that this city was so wicked, and this city was so ungodly that they had let this creep into the church. They had also, one of the issues that they were dealing with is they had made a mockery of the Lord's Supper, had just ruined it. They had turned the Lord's Supper into kind of a free-for-all where they would have, today we call it dinner on the grounds. people would bring their lunch, and they would all get off into their own little bunch and wouldn't share with each other. There was no fellowship there. In fact, the Bible says that they would bring food and one would go hungry. And Paul told them, this is not the Lord's Supper. And in chapter 11, he straightened all that out. And again, I don't want to get into all the detail of this, but you can read it. What a mess it was. And then there was heresy among them. False teaching. They were suing each other. Paul said, you shouldn't be doing that. This church was in real trouble. And that's why Paul called them carnal and was trying to get them to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, where I really want you to see is how Paul encouraged them. Oh, the problems were there, but Paul believed there was hope for this church. So we go over to 2 Corinthians, the last chapter of 2 Corinthians, and Paul said this to them. Beginning in verse 5, he said, examine yourselves, whether you be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates? But I trust that ye shall know that we are not reprobates. Now I pray to God that ye do no evil, but now that ye should appear approved, but that ye should do that which is honest, though we be as reprobates. For we can do nothing against the truth, but for the truth. For we are glad when we are weak that ye are strong. And this also we wish, even your perfection. Therefore I write these things, being absent, lest being present I should use sharpness according to the power which the Lord hath given me to edification and not to destruction. Now I want you to notice he first of all told them. Now here's how he said, look at yourself. Examine yourself. Look at what you're doing. And first of all, examine your heart and make sure that you're really saved. Make sure that you know Jesus Christ. He said, prove your own self. Prove here means to test yourself. Now, he's not trying to get them to doubt their salvation. If they're really saved, he wanted them to be assured of that. And to know how that, he said, Jesus Christ is in you. And sometimes it's good for us to step back and take a look at ourselves and make sure that we're Christ and that we're not. And believe me, there are people in the church that are not saved. And they may have made a profession, but down in their heart, they don't know Christ. And he said, test yourselves, prove yourselves, examine yourselves. And he told them very specifically, don't do evil in verse 7. Stop it. Just repent of this sin and do what's right so that you can appear before God approved. He told them to be honest, do that which is honest. And then he said to follow the truth. Good advice. Good advice for us today. Thanks for listening today. Join us again next time as we open the scripture and consider his word.
Word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word. His word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
Consider his word.